Let's begin. Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome you to the weekly Parsha Shir of the ideas of the Chasam Sofer. I thank you very much for joining for the Shir. You can take a look at the sources right in front of you. Menachem, great to see you. You can take a look at all the sources as we go through them. The first source that we have is Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael. These are the names of the Jewish people, says the Chasam Sofer. Yesh Lomar, Kimo Shebeklal Hashemos, Shekara Adam Arishon. We know that there's a whole part of the Torah where the Torah talks about the names that Adam Arishon called each of the animals. And we know, says the Chasam Sofer, Tchunas Kol Davar V'Davar B'Shmo, Asher Kara Lo Adam, Kach, Tchunas Kol Davar V'Davar B'Shmo, Asher Kara Lo Adam. That Adam Arishon, he gave names to the various animals based on their natural tendencies. And again, the Chasam Sofer is stressing something here that is a very important idea in Judaism in general, that your name means something. Your name is going to give you certain abilities, might give you certain challenges. When you name a person, it's very, very important that you think about what you're going to name the child, because it's really like nevuah. It's like you're giving the child their traits based on the name. Kach b'chlal shemos b'nei Yisrael nichla kol kedushis Yisrael shel doros habayim. He says ve'ela shemos b'nei Yisrael habayim mitzrayma. These Jewish people who came, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. These are going to be the names of all of the Jewish people that are coming for all future generations. This is the beginning of the Jewish people. So nichlal kol kedushis Yisrael shel doros habayim. Ukishayatza mimitzrayim, when they left Egypt, hakol yatza imahem. Not only did all the individual Jews go out of Egypt with them, but all future generations, because the name Ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael, these names instilled in Klal Yisrael all these traits. K'moshen Amar Yotzu Kaltzivos Hashem Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh Shetnan B'masnisin, the Mishnah B'sachim, Lo'as Avosein, B'vad Gaal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem didn't just take out our ancestors, Ela Afo, Sonu Gaal Imahem. He took us out there as well. Shemar B'Sonu Tzim Yisham, V'zeh Kavanas HaZohar, Ayin Sham V'tovin. So the Chasam Sofer is saying over here, the way I understand it, he's saying two ideas. Number one, that the name of the names of the Shvatim, of the tribes that are listed in the beginning of Parshas Shmos, these are the names of all Jewish people for all eternity. Because we started with those names, and then those people had kids, whose kids had kids, and the kids had kids. So included in the potential of all those great, 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 great grandparents of ours, so included in those names are all future generations. So that's one idea just about the importance of a name, and especially if you're named for a grandparent or a great-grandparent or you're named for somebody who came before you, you have to realize that that name has tremendous significance. So that's one issue. But I think the other issue that I think we learned from this Chasam Sofer is that not only does your name impact you, but your actions are going to impact your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. And when a person realizes that he has that responsibility, we see it all the time, that the actions of grandparents and great-grandparents have a tremendous impact. So, Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael, Abay Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, Lois Avoseinu B'vad, Afo Sanu Gaal Imayim. We, by the virtue of the fact that we're the ancestors of those people who left Egypt, so whatever happened to them was symbolic of what was going to happen with us. And we have to realize that everything that we do, we're not just playing for ourselves. We're playing for ourselves, we're playing for our children, we're playing for our grandchildren. And whatever we accomplish, the impact of that is going to be felt in our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. That's the way Judaism works. We're not just doing what we need to do for ourselves, we're doing it for our children and grandchildren. Let's continue. Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael Habayim. Ramaz b'zeh haboyim achshav l'mitzrayim. What do you mean they're coming now to Egypt? They came beforehand. What happened now? Says the Chasam Sofer. What do you mean, v'chi hayom bayim, v'alo yamim ayulahem? They were there for a while. He says like this, ki es Yaakov ish uveso ba'u. Once Yaakov joined Klal Yisrael down in Egypt, the Jewish people had a whole different dimension. Besam shel Eretz Yisrael. When they went back to get the whole house, to get Yaakov and to get the whole house, they brought Eretz Yisrael with them. Ish ubeso bo. They brought the whole house. And since they brought the whole house, they brought Eretz Yisrael with them. Hainu shayalem beis hamedrash, lilmo Torah. What did they bring from their hometown in Israel? They brought the beis hamedrash. That's what they brought. They brought the beis hamedrash to learn Torah. That is what they brought with them from Eretz Yisrael. V'chol makom muktar umugash l'shmi. All their holy places. Kedisa b'gemar, like the Gemara says, Menachos. Amar Meshum, Amar Necheni, Amar Yonazan. Elu tamidi chachamim ha'uskim b'torah b'chol makom. A Talmud Chacham who teaches Torah anywhere, even in Woodmere, even in Mitzrayim. Mala ni'aleim kilim aktirim agishim l'shmi. A Talmud Chacham who teaches Torah in Galus and Chutz La'aretz, Hashem treats it as if he's bringing a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. Eilo l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'dal adamus shel halacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in Beis HaMikdash, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu also dwells anywhere where a Jew studies Torah. And listen to the next sentence. Ubeis HaMedrash yesh lo kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Wow. A Beis HaMedrash has kedushas Eretz Yisrael, says the Chasam Sofer. Wow. Listen to this. And he quotes a Marshal, which we're going to see in a minute. Masha Enikein Ata. So he says, when the Jewish people came down to Egypt, they brought their whole Beis Medrash and the shuls, and they brought their whole culture with Yaakov Avinu. So it was Givaldic. It was like they were still living in Eretz Yisrael. But now what do you have? Masha Enikein Ata. Vatimaleha Oretz Osam. Isim Medrash and Bechomakum Shel Schok. Like the Chasam Sofer said last week, that after Yaakov died, and after all the Shvatim died, they started going to the bars, and the theaters, and the parks, and the stadiums, and the areas of Schok. They gradually forgot who they were, and the way they were supposed to be. And take a look at the Marsha, unbelievable Marsha, in the next source. The Marsha says, in the next source, he's talking about Hanogim Menachla. The Gemara, it's a Gemara in Brachos, so the Gemara says, if a person has a shul in his town and he doesn't daven in the shul, Hashem says, you're offending me. Gemara says in Megillah, the shuls and the Bat Midrash of Bava Sheikamu Beretz Yisrael, they're all going to be uprooted and moved to the land of Israel. Kamar al Derech says, Shechini Harar Menogim Menachla. Dainu She Nogeya Dover Zeb Menachla Sher Nchalti L'nei Yisrael Shu Eretz Yisrael. Dosen Bat Knesil Shem Bavel Gam Heim Yu Mechal Eretz Yisrael. The shuls and the base medrashes of Chutz La'aretz are going to be part of Eretz Yisrael. She Kav Shem Lost and Maisla Ikasabi Bebavel Tamal Man Vegoma La Adama Umasik. No, dahanalu dekadimu v'chashichu. The people who wake up early in the morning to learn Torah and they stay up late at night learning Torah in Beis Medrash. Tana tamed to make nishan the bubble. Have like ilu hey malo adama shari yikba losid sham be'eretz Yisrael. Wow. So this is the secret to Klal Yisrael's thriving in Golos. The secret to Klal Yisrael's thriving in Golos is we have to view our shuls and our bate medrash as mamish pieces of Eretz Yisrael. This is literally a piece of Eretz Yisrael. If we're learning Torah and Chutz La'aretz, that's literally a piece of Eretz Yisrael. So felt the Chasam Sofer. I'm not sure that all the Tzionim in Eretz Yisrael would agree with this, but that's what the Chasam Sofer says. He says that it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Asidim batim midrashim batim knesil shem bavel, to become part of Eretz Yisrael. This is the secret. The secret is a Jew has to know what's his bias. What's his place? Ish ubeso bo. Eila shmos b'nei Yisrael above him. Eis Yaakov ish ubeso, says the Chasam Sofer. Beso means his beis medrash. That's your bias. Your bias is your beis medrash. That's the secret to Klal Yisrael thriving in Golos. You can take your Eretz Yisrael with you in Chutz Laretz. If you frequent your shul, if you frequent your beis medrash, if that's where you hang out. But if you're going to hang out in the stadiums and in the bars and in the other places in the Chutz Laretz, that's Vati Malei Ha'aretz Osam, and then you're going to have Ayakam Melechadosh. You're going to forget your Yiddishkeit, you're going to forget your connection. Let's continue. Vayihi ki yaru amialdos es ha'elokim vayas lahem batim. So since the Mialdos, Shifra and Pur, they feared Hashem, vayas lahem batim. Berashi v'cheinu b'gemara, Rabbi Shmuel Chanam Rabbati Malchus Chanam Rabbati Kuna Levia. Manda Rabbati Kuna Levia Aaron and Moshe. Manda Malchus mi Miriam. Listen to the Chasam Sofer's interesting take on this. V'yesh lefarish b'zeh ma'amar chachamenu zichon levracha in brachos taflam and beizu and beiz. Va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem elokecha shol meimach ki em liyira. What does Hashem want from you? Just to fear him. So the Gemara asks, it sounds like Yira is like a small thing. Says the Gemara, Atu Yira Milsa Zucha Sahi. Is Yira considered to be a small thing? Answer the Gemara, in, yes. Lagabe Moshe Milsa Zucha Sahi. As far as Moshe is concerned, Yira Shemayim is something small. Listen to this unbelievable shot of the Chasam Sofer in this Gemara. It's just an unbelievable shot. It's unbelievable. Listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. It's like almost, it's so unbelievable, it's almost comical. Listen to what he says. Kira Moshe. Moshe saw as follows. Yan ki yorem yaldos elokim. What does it say? Since the Mialdos had Yiras Hashem, Hashem paid them with reward. What was the reward? Naslam scharam. V'yocheved imo his mami yocheved asher haysam mi Mialdos nechshav hu schara. What was the reward that the Mialdos got? It was the birth of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was the reward. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person who ever lived. Now, he could not believe that having a child like him would be reward, because he was incredibly humble. So, he thought he was a nothing. So, having a child like him, he says, that's not a reward. So, he says, Nechshav hu schara. In the merit of the yira that she showed, in the merit of Yocheved's yira, she was zocha to the chachma, meaning she was zocha that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave the chachma. But Moshe knew he was a piece of garbage. Moshe nivza be'inav haya. Moshe was like a nothing in his own eyes. V'nechshav kayin, karmu v'nachnu ma, like they said, oh, what are we? Moshe answered, v'nachnu ma. V'choshav imhu schar ha'yira. If I am the reward for somebody having yira, well then yira must really be nothing. Memela ha'yira milsa zuchasi. So the Gemara in Bracha says, what does God want from you? Just yira. So the Gemara says, is Yira such a small thing? Yira Shemayim, that's a pretty big thing. What do you mean it's a small thing? Well, says, well, for Moshe, Yira was a small thing. Says the Chasam Sofer, why was Yira a small thing? Because Moshe knew that he was the reward that his mommy got for having Yira Shemayim. So it must be Yira is a small thing. What a wild pshat. What a wild pshat. So I have two things to say about this. First of all, and this is going to be one of the themes we're going to talk about throughout the shiur tonight. But, you know, there's humble people and then there's really humble people, right? Yeah, you have humble people and then you have really humble people. And Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Chasam Sofer, wasn't like humble, like fake humble. You know, some people are humble. Somebody once joked, you know, right? It says that if you run away from honor, honor runs after you. He says, but you know the way some people run after honor? When they're running away, but they're always looking over their shoulder to see, is it catching up yet? Is it catching up yet, the honor? I'm running away from honor, but I'm looking to see, is it catching me yet? So that's the way some people run away from honor. But Moshe Rabbeinu literally thought he was a nothing. And this midah of humility, we're going to come back to speak about it many times. I talk about it all the time. The midah of humility is the most important midah for a Jew to have, and not only for every Jew, but certainly for leadership. We're going to talk about it throughout the shiur tonight. The importance of humility in a leader. Right? Just like the President of the United States, a model of humility. That's what we need for leadership. We need people to be humble. That's the Jewish trait of humility. That's the Jewish trait of humility. Moshe Rabbeinu literally thought Yiras Shamayim was not so significant if he was the reward that his mom got for having Yiras Shamayim. But the truth is, I always preferred a different shot in this Gemara. What does it mean that for Moshe Rabbeinu, Yiras Shamayim was a Milsa Zutrasi? The way I always understood this Gemara is like this. That when you're climbing the ladder to try to achieve Yiras Shamayim, so then it looks like it's such an unattainable goal. We look at these Talmid Chacham and Tzadikim, we look at the people around us who we feel that they've really attained Yiras Shamayim. We said, there's no way we're ever going to be able to achieve that. You look at the Gedolei Olam, the Gedolei Torah, insert whichever name you want of the greatest gadol that you know, the greatest Yirei Shamayim that you know, whoever it is. And we say, there's no way I could ever be like that. So the Gemara says, well, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it was not a big deal. Shkayach, okay, Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Jew who ever lived. So what does that help me? That for Moshe, it's not a big deal. But the answer is, it's only a big deal when you're on the outside looking in. As you continue to grow and develop higher and higher and higher and more higher madrigas, you realize that to achieve what you achieved is really not such a big deal anymore. Right? Like, I don't know, let's say you took upon yourself to learn the Daf Yomi, like I did. So 2.5 years ago, my father passed away. I took upon myself to learn Daf Yomi. Now, before I took upon this thing, the Daf Yomi, it was like a monumental test. There's no way I'm going to be able to do it. But like as you get into it and as you get used to it and as you develop in it, it all of a sudden becomes just part of your regular life. It becomes something like not even the biggest deal anymore. It's not even the biggest deal. Okay, that's one thing. But just in any area of Yiras Shamayim, in kavanah and davening and in setting aside time to learn, and when a person sees himself continuing to grow throughout his life, yeah, Lagabe Moshe Milsa Zuchasihi. You could be like Moshe. We could accomplish. We can get to the next Madrega. And then it won't even be such a big deal. It's only a big deal when you're on the outside looking in. But when you train yourself to become, to reach a certain level, it's not a big deal anymore. Then you got to look at the next level. Let's continue. So the Pasuk says about Moshe Rabbeinu, next source, Vayomer l'rasha lama sake reyecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu sees Vayomer l'rasha lama sakereyach. Right, which story was this? Was this the two Jews or the non-Jew hitting? Which one was this? Let's see. I think it was the two Jews, right? Let's see. Right, the Torah tells three stories about Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayar ish mitzri maki ish ivri me'achav. Yeah, that was the first story. He sees a mitzri and he kills him. The second day, he sees two Jews fighting. And he says to the wicked one, what are you hitting the other guy for? And then he sees Midianite. The third story, he runs away to Midian, and he saves the Yisro's daughters. So the Chasam Sofer says something very special and very beautiful and very poignant about Jewish leadership from these stories. Vayomer l'rasha lama sakereyecha. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, like he butted into an argument between two Jews. HaTorah modiya lanu midas Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom. This is a Jewish leader. Lo yachal habet, lo levad b'Yisrael. He is not capable of seeing injustice, not only amongst Jews. El gam benos Yisro hitzam yad arom shegarshim. V'zeh derech hashofet. This is a true Jewish judge. Moshkas the Ramban pasuk Sone Batza, that the Ramban writes on Sone Batza, the Jew has to be, he hates bribery, he hates falsehood. That's a Jewish judge, Sone Batza. sheyesh lo sinah b'teva alabatza. Moshe Rabbeinu could not stand watching somebody smack somebody else inappropriately. It irked him so much he couldn't stomach it. He couldn't just sit by and watch it. That's a Jewish leader. Someone who it's going to bother every time a Jew is in pain somewhere. He's not going to be able to stomach it. He has a natural aversion to somebody taking advantage of somebody. He's going to stand up for the underdog. He's going to take action. He sees somebody in pain, he's going to correct that avla. He sees somebody missing something, he's going to go deal with it. He's going to address it. We have to train ourselves to be people who naturally, it bothers us. We should have a natural instinct to fix that which we see is inappropriate, that which we see is wrong. It should be natural. That's what you see from these stories of Moshe Rabbeinu. He couldn't just walk by when one Jew is hitting another Jew, when a guy is hitting a Jew, when two guys are fighting, he couldn't just walk by. He had to help. Let's continue. Now, the next piece, I have to tell you, I struggled with it for a while. I think I have the right shot. I mean, clearly, it's along the same lines of the thing that we were saying, but maybe you'll help me give me even a better shot in this. Let's read it. Now, Moshe sees the burning bush, and Hashem says to him by the burning bush, Al tikrav halom, don't go too close to the burning bush. Isa b'medrash rabba v'eschana pasha beiz, Shemosha amar hineni l'kahuna v'hineni l'malchus, kemosha amar Avram. Right? Moshe v'yomer hineni. Right? That's in this parsha. Right? Moshe goes to see the burning bush. Let's see what it says in the Chumash. Says, right, and an angel appeared to him in a burning flame from the bush, and he sees the bush is burning, the bush is on fire, but it's not burning. Hashem sees him, go check it out. Vayikra Ela, Elokim mitoch hasneh, Vayom Moshe, Vayomer hineni. So says the Medrash, Hineni is l'kahuna, v'hineni l'malchus. I'm ready for kahuna, I'm ready for malchus, like Avram Avinu said, just like Avram Avinu. Heshiv lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, Hashem responded to him. Al tishade l'fnei melech, uv'makom gedol l'mal tamod. Don't run so quickly to volunteer yourself to be a king. Don't stand in the place of great people. So he told him, Al tikrav halom, don't get too close. Don't get too close. You're not supposed to run to try to, you're not supposed to run to try to be with the kings. So what does this mean? So again, let's see what he says here. Venera derashi pirish hineni, Lashon anava v'lashon zerizas. Rashi says hineni is humility, but also alacrity, also excitement and a charge to want to accomplish. Uve emes anav haya Moshe. Moshe certainly was honestly humble. Avalo haya zariz badavar hazeh. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not really want to be the king. Kihu ba'atzmo lo ratza leilich l'gol as Yisrael. He didn't want the whole job. He didn't want to go do this. Uksiv b'mishlei, chazisa ish mahir b'malachto, lefnei malachem yisyatzev. Pasuk says in Mishlei, if you want to stand in front of the kings, you got to be someone who, on the one hand, you got to be humble, but on the other hand, you got to have the kishkes, you got to have the zrizus, you got to have the excitement, you got to want to get up and do and accomplish. Mevor dechadei lios royal lamen b'fnei gedoylim. If you want to really be a mover and shaker among the kings, tzarech lios mahir. Yes, you got to be humble, but you also got to want to do it. You also got to get involved. V'zesh omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him. Ata amarta hineni. Very nice that you said hineni. Kemosha amar Avram shemor al zrizos. But you're not really showing me that this is what you really want. Don't give me this hineni stuff. if you're not really interested in going to do it. And Moshe Rabbeinu proceeds to like try to get out of it for the next couple of psukim. So I thought this was an interesting take on the situation. And it sounds to me like what the Chasam Sofer is saying is that someone who is too humble, who doesn't really want to get involved, is not going to be a good leader. If you don't really want the job. See, on the one hand, who do we want to take the leadership positions? We want the people who don't really want the leadership positions. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So we want him. But the Chasam Sofer here is saying that at the same time, you got to be somebody who is really ready to step up. You got to get your hands dirty. You got to be willing to take one for the team. So it seems to be like this combination. The way I'm reading this Chasam Sofer, again, I don't know, maybe it could be read differently, but the way I'm reading it, it sounds like what he's saying is that, yes, humility is important, but Moshe Rabbeinu was like overdoing it. He was like saying, I don't want to be part of this at all. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, listen, if you don't want to be part of it, then you're not the right guy for this. Of course, then he turns around and tells him that he is the right guy for it, but it takes convincing, and he needs to spend time convincing him to do it. That's the way I'm reading it. So to me, it's an interesting lesson about the fact that, yes, humility is important. It's almost like, right, it's almost like you know, when the gabbai comes over and asks you to daven, I don't want to do it. Okay, I'll do it. In other words, you know, it's right, you're supposed to like deny it first, and then you're supposed to go do it. So it sounds to me like the Chasam Sofer saying over here, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints you to go do it, you have to have that. Moshe Rabbeinu was not correct in overdoing the humility and saying, no, I can't do it. No, send Aaron. No, it's not me. I'm not the guy. Like, if you're going to say Hineini, Hashem is saying, say Hineini, then let's go. Well, what are you giving me attitude for a week then? You said Hineini. So what happened to your Hineini? That's the way I'm reading it. Yeah, what do you say? Oh. Right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. Very good. Very good. Okay. Good. Very, very nice. Yes. That, I mean, if you could read it over afterwards and you'll tell me if you think you have a different shot, but that's what I think he's driving at. I wasn't 100% sure what he was driving at, but that's the way I read it. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. It's like Nebuch when someone is in pain, is in sorrow. Let's say someone chas shalom is sitting shiva or he's in pain, and people call, say, just call me if you need anything. Call me if you need anything. I'll call you when I need something. I'll call you. I'm supposed to know, like when you're in the middle of gourmet glad, I'm supposed to know, like you're right in the aisle there. I'll call you. Yeah. Call me if you need anything. So, right, that's. I think that's what he's driving at. Yeah, I agree with that. Oh, let's continue. Wow, more along the same thing. It's just unbelievable. This is here. We're getting to the real crescendo of the shiur. Here we're getting to how many pieces we have left here? Like 3-4 pieces left. Here we go. Here's the crescendo. Here we go. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mi anochi ke'elech el paro, v'chi otzi es b'nei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Now this double language here. Mi anochi ke'elech el paro, who am I that I'm going to go to Paro, and who am I to take the Jews out of Egypt? So Rashi says this means two different things. Mi anochi chashiv l'daber l'fnei melachim. Who am I? I'm a nothing. Who am I going to talk in front of Paro? V'chi otzi, and maybe even if I am chashiv enough to talk to Paro, v'im chashiv anochi, Ma zochu Yisrael sheyasa lahem neis v'otziim mimitzrayim ha'kad l'shono. So, who am I? So I'm not roi, and Klai Yisrael is also not roi. Al derech pashut. Yesh lahavin. Eze zochus gadol yesh lahem l'Yisrael sheyinatzlo mibalei bechira ra listem v'rotzchem k'disa v'medrash. V'zel l'shono. Says the Chassidov, Yesh Tafarish Ka. Kach Amar Moshe Ha'anav Mikol Adam. This is what the person who is more humble than any person ever let alone. He said, Uve'enav Kiloi Nechshav Ka'amru V'nachnu Ma. In his own eyes, he's a nothing. But really a nothing. Not like most people who have fake humility. He really thought he was a nothing. Mi Anoichi. Mi Chashav Anoichi Ligol Es Yisrael. Umiyad Melech Kashav Par Lezet Tzarech. You should appoint the Jew who is the most chash of a Jew. Look what he says. Such a sharp shot. Look what he says. V'im be'emes chash of anoichi v'ani hagadol. If I'm the best you got, if lowly me, who's worthless and worth nothing, if I'm the best you got, well, then the Jewish people really doesn't deserve to get out of here. Because if I'm the best you got, then your nation is terrible. If I'm the best you got, if I'm all there is, umiyat, look what he says. Ve'im be'emes chashiv anochi, if you're sending me, must be I'm the best you got. V'ani ha'godla shebekulm kama gruim am b'nei Yisrael v'dalim in ha'mitzvah seima. I'm a piece of nothing, and I'm the guy you're putting in charge. Kal v'chomer, they must be horrible. Imani ha'chashiv ha'tzadik shebehen. That's point number one. You see the crazy level of humility that Moshe Rabbeinu had, that he felt if I'm the best you got, the rest of them must be terrible because I'm zero and they're even less than zero. V'nir alani astakti l'yashiv, he explains this al derech zeh. Using this idea, I can understand the following. What was Hashem's answer to him? Right? What did Moshe say? Who am I? And who are the Jewish people? I'm a nothing, but if I'm the best of them, they're also nothings. So what does Hashem answer? Ki eye imach, he answers him two things. Number one, I'm going to be with you. V'zeh l'cha ha'os ki anochi shlachtich, and I'm going to give you a sign that you're the man. V'otziachos amitzam tavden l'slakim al harazeh. When I take the Jewish people out of Egypt, you're all going to serve Hashem on this mountain. All the Mefarshim are scrambling to figure out what in the world is Hashem's answer to the Kasha. What's the answer? What do you mean this is the symbol? Usually, the symbol is later. Usually the symbol should be now. I'll give you a sign now. He gives him a sign later that in 3 months from now, you're going to worship Hashem on 2 months. You're going to worship Hashem on that. Well, how is that a sign? It's not. It didn't happen yet. V'chiyesh os al shel ata b'davar sheyia la'asid. V'Rashi pirush v'zeh amara shara'isa b'sneh. So Rashi says, the sneh is the os. Ki anochi shlachticha. Oh, says the Chassid Sofer, listen to this beautiful pshat. Beautiful. Listen to this. V'nira l'farish. So the Chassid Sofer says, to answer all the kashas. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Savar, De'anava gidola mikulam. Anava, humility, is the highest madrega a Jew can get to. Anava is the highest madrega a Jew can get to. Yose mechasidus v'yiras chait. Wow. That's what it says in Avodah Zarah. That's the Mesil Sisharim Brisa. Avodah Zarah, right? Anava brings you to this, it brings you to that. To Yerushay brings you to that. Anava is the highest. It's all the way at the end of Mesillas Hasharim. It's the last chapter. Asher mevila de ruach hakodesh. Anava is like one step before ruach hakodesh. Amar chachamim zochon levrach gemar and sota hamad aleph. Ve'es daka ushval ruach. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Hashem says, I dwell with the lowly ones. Right, like Rav David Feinstein said, if you had a choice, you want to spend time with somebody, who would you spend with? Three aniyim. That's what he said. Three people in history. So, Vezdak, that's the way the Rebbe Shem says. I like to hang out with the poor people, with the little people. Chad savar ani ezdaka, pirush rashi, ani markin shchinasi etzlo. Chad amar osi daka, pirush rashi, ani magbio, ad sheshochen etzli. So the Gemara in Sota has two pshatim. What does it mean that Hashem dwells with the poor people, with the lowly? Either he lifts the lowly up to him, or he bends himself down to the lowly. Two pshatim in Sota. Says the Chasam Sofer, Umistavra, it's much more logical to say. It's much more logical to say. Kemand amar ani es daka. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself and he lowers his presence to dwell with those who are lowly and humble. How do we know this? Shari HaKadosh Baruch Hu niach kol har mugvos v'hishra shchinaso al har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the lowliest mountain to give the Torah on. V'niach kol ilanos hatovos, and he passed over all the cedars of Lebanon, and he put his presence v'hishchinaso b'sneh, in a lowly bush. Imkein, Moshe Rabbeinu shaya anav mikalada, mashe al pnei adama. He doesn't understand, God, why are you sending me? I'm a piece of nothing. I'm a lowly nothing. And he said, who am I? Be'emes alav. V'shal mi anochi. So Hashem answers him, yeah, mi anochi? Exactly because you said mi anochi. That's why you're the right person. Be'emes alav ru'uya shetish v'shchina yosem mikal Yisrael. You're actually the best person of all the Jewish people to lead them out. You're the best person because you're the most humble. That's why Hashem answered him, ki eya imach. I'm going to lower myself to be with you. Vezdaka. I'm not going to bring you up to me. I'm going to lower myself to be down with you. This is your humility. Kamosha sha'altim mi anochi. This humility, ze atzma ha'os, your humility is the proof that you're the right person. Os chadavcha. And that's why Rashi says, v'ze amara shara'isa b'sneh, l'cha ha'os. This that you saw in the bush that's low down, kamara chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ishchin asa ha'sneh, davcha, al-davar ha'namach b'yoser. God put his presence in a lowly bush. V'od, and not only that, tavdun selkim al-ahar hazeh, you're going to worship God on Har Sinai, which is the lowest of all the mountains. We've stressed this idea so many times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only Mashre Shchinaso on a humble person. And it was because of Moshe's humility that he was able to be the leader. Hashem says, I love the humble people. I love the lowly people. I lower myself, my presence, and I rest my presence, dafka, on the lowly, humble people. Dafka on the people who really think that they're worthless, that they are nothing. And that's exactly the sign that you're the right guy. The fact that you saw it in the sneh. You saw I put my presence in the lowly bush. And I'm going to put my presence on the lowly Har Sinai. So too, I put my presence on the lowly Moshe Rabbeinu. You're the right guy. If you're a humble person, you're the right guy. You're ready for leadership if you're a humble person. Let's continue. V'yesh l'faresh od. 5 minutes left. Can we do three pieces in 5 minutes? Hold on to your seats. V'yesh l'faresh od. De'im amnam b'lo kol aretz kvodo. Hashem is everywhere. Aval kadosh baruch hu im miyachid shema al adam echad ela im kein gam hu miyachid nam shel Hashem. K'mo she'amar ani l'dodi v'dodi li. Hashem does not rest his presence on individuals unless the individual wants Hashem to rest his presence on him. It's a two-sided relationship. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. However, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, kol zeh b'adam prati, aval Knesset Yisrael, afilu im chalila v'chalila ma'alim in atzmo me'Hashem, even if Klal Yisrael turns away from Hashem, Hashem says, I don't care, I'm going to stay with you anyway. HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shema aleim. Banim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. V'karas brisi manu b'zchus avosena avim yitzuk v'yakov sh'yichtu shmo umasu nafsham l'ashem. V'zachu lahem l'vneim achreim olam. V'zeh sh'amar shmi be'emes eyeh asher eyeh. Pirish sh'ani imzeh asher eyeh imo b'lav ha'chidayin shum yachin nafsho li. So eyeh asher eyeh means individuals who sacrifice themselves for me, I will have a relationship with them. Eyeh asher eyeh. Va'ani ayidei zeh tamid imo imzeh eyeh lahitiv lo kol. I'm always going to be with that person. Aval kosomar lebnei Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael as a whole, one eyeh. Eyeh shlachani aleichem. Even if you guys try to run away from me, I'm always going to be with you, even if you guys try to run away. Hashem Elokei Avosechem, Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Shlachani, U'Misayim Zeshmi La'olam, Rashi, Chazal, La'aleim Ksiv, Chaser Vav, like the Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun, what a Daf Yomi coincidence coming up. Nun Amid Aleph, in 2 days. Yishlom Arfila Ma'alim and Atzim Mimeni, what does it mean, says the Chasam Sofer? An individual who runs away from Hashem, Hashem says, I'm going to let you run away. You want to run away from me? You don't want a relationship with me? I'm okay with that. But Klal Yisrael, who runs away from me, I'm not letting that happen. V'zeh zichri, lashon zochar, masha eskalem tamid bris avram, zeh l'dor dor, biyachad l'rabim, l'kach afil yu ma'alim and atzvam yimeni, even if Klal Yisrael runs away from me, eya yimayim, I'm going to stick with them. V'zeh shakafal v'yomar Hashem od al Moshe kosomar l'bnei Yisrael, shani sheyivar lehem ha'inyan al zeh k'dei sheyovinu adavar. Wow. An individual, he can cut ties. But Klal Yisrael as a whole can never cut ties. Wow. Two last piece here. It's too beautiful. I can't. So the very last piece is so gorgeous. Same theme. Let's skip to the last one for a second. He took the snake and Hashem said, throw it to the ground. The Jewish people are best when they're on the ground. Herakadosh Baruch Hu L'moshe Yisrael Mata Oz Teres Hashem Mushlachim Arza Mushubadim Tachas Malchus. Nevertheless, the Zechus of Klal Yisrael is when they tolerate being lowly down and they don't complain. Like Kiatem Hama'at. So what did Hashem tell Moshe? Grab onto the tail. Grab onto the midah of the shiflus, of the tail kite of the Jewish people. And in that zechus, they will always win. That's his pshat on that. I'll leave that to you to do for homework. And finally, the incredible last piece over here. Al derech zayivon eitev krakat l'ksiv chukav u'mishpatav l'yisrael lo'as hachen l'chol goy. U'mishpatim ba'yudom. This is like, doesn't really have to do with the Parsha. But basically he says, the Medrash says that Hashem offered the Torah to all the other nations and they didn't take it. So what's the big deal? If they had, you know, if Klal Yisrael had a Netiya anyway towards Torah, if Hashem would have really given it to them, so then what's so special about the fact that we took it? They would have also been the Ama Nivchar. So, Ma betzalon about the sin of Mitzrayim, a bris avos shakar simanu, ma kol arash hazeh. And if you're going to tell me no, he knew that they were going to reject it. So then it was just a joke. He knew they were going to reject it anyway. So what's the point of offering it to them? Says the Chasam Sofer, he gives a mashal. A father had lots of children, or an adon had lots of slaves. One of them he loved more than the rest of them, and he had like a quarry that was going to mine gold and silver. But you had to sit there and work hard. So one kid he taught how to mine the gold and silver. Everybody else he didn't teach. So he offered it to everybody else, but they didn't want to go through the bother. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's the way it was with the Torah and Klal Yisrael. All of us have to work the same amount, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded in us and implanted in us a natural ability to study Torah, to mine the gems of Torah. He put it into our DNA. Like the famous Gemara in Nida, that's why the Malach teaches you all the Torah in the womb. Even though you forget it afterwards, but you have this natural connection to it. Look what he says towards the end. Shenata HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teva toldosim bina yisera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in us an extra bina. Mashalo nimtzakein chal'av v'lashon. That's what it means. Magid devar of Yaakov, chukav mishpatav Yisrael, lo asachin l'chol goy. Lehem lo harakim pshutei haTorah. He just showed the nations of the world the simple pshat of Torah. So they didn't want it. V'yadua ki davar b'li muvan nikra chok. V'adavar muvan nikra mishpat. Hayin chukav mishpatav Yisrael, lo asachin l'chol goy, mishpatim ba'yidom. Ki lo adilam ki imachukim, v'lo masalim leiv meivin, from only Israel. The message that I think we can take out of this is that Klal Yisrael has a natural inclination, a natural connection to Torah, a natural ability to study Torah, to be connected to Hashem. So we learned a lot of important ideas over this parasha, mostly about the importance of humility, maybe a little bit of the limits of humility, and how if we would really just work hard to get to the next level, we wouldn't consider it to be such a big deal. The higher level a person gets, the higher, the easier it gets. The more you push yourself to be great, so then that madriga becomes easy, then you got to get to the next madriga. So hopefully we should appreciate the names of Klal Yisrael we're going to read about, and we should treasure our own Jewish names and realize that when whatever we do for ourselves in our lives, this is going to be passed down to our children, our grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Ad bias gold tzedek. I want to thank everybody for coming. Have a wonderful night and a great Shabbos. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom lekulam.